It began in Africa.
It's Monday, February 1st, 2010. Thanks for tuning into the first of two special all-African music episodes of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast. On this special all-African music episode, we're focusing on the eclectic, different kinds of music from all over Africa.
Region by region, they invented different kinds of music in ways that reflect their own taste.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Love that song. That right there, fantastic music from South Africa. The name of the song translates roughly to "We Will Get Them," and I'm not going to bother trying to pronounce the name of the band or the actual name of the song because I can't pronounce either, but I'll tell you this much, that song is track 6, and it comes from an album called The Indestructible Beat of Soweto Volume 1, which you can get all over the place. Look for links to everything I talk about, including where you can buy the things I play at thesoundsinmyhead.com, which I'm going to probably point you to pretty frequently for the next two episodes of this here show, because it's going to be a bunch of stuff I probably don't have a chance of being able to pronounce. So in lieu of that, I'm just going to say, hey, go to the website and look for yourself. like that song, a fantastic song that I can't pronounce, but do love a lot. In fact, I love it so much, and it's instrumental, so it's the sort of song I normally would have talked over, and I think I probably have actually talked over it at some point in the past, because I love it a whole lot, and I have for a long time, but I decided that now was the time to bust out my African music, specifically because I'm going to Africa. I leave at the end of this week, and I'm gone the entire month of February, and I am really excited about it. It's going to be a phenomenal trip, going to Kenya, Rwanda, and South Africa, and most of the music on these Hurrah African Music episodes that I'm doing is probably going to focus, you know, kind of heavily on South Africa, just because I like music from the lower part of the continent a lot, and they're kind of really known for great music, in my opinion. So it's probably where a lot of it's going to come from, including the indestructible beat of Soweto right there. And this next band, actually, not from South Africa. They're from Malawi and the UK, and they're called The Very Best. And actually, this is a remix of a song by The Very Best called Julia. It's a remix by a band called Javelin. They're based here in Brooklyn. And I really like this version a lot. I love the original song, Julia, which is on The Very Best record. And it's a great song, but I like this remix a lot because it's basically the same song, but they just kind of amped it up a little bit. It's like a little faster, there's a little more rock music to it or something. It's pretty awesome, so you're going to like it, and I think you can get it for free from their MySpace page. At least that's where I got it, I believe, a while back, so you can probably get it there as well. Check it out, The Very Best with Julia as redone by Javelin. Where else but on this first of two special all-African music episodes of The Sounds in My Head.
Maso balanzi nyo dem na. My face, I can't help but smile at a familiar taste. Star of a sun-bathed African morning. Oh no, not another ultraviolet morning. I sneak a yawning as I swish to the sun. Oh damn, it's good to be African. I smile and I giggle as I rise to my feet. There's something jovial about all this heat. And more so now than our people are free. All we have to do is free us mentally. I quickly say a prayer for my people's freedom. And I ask God to help me to mentally free them. He answers with a sunbeam that warms my soul. And says spread the word to young and old. And teach him not to forget those who died for this. Doing cautiously clearly I proudly clench your fist. Born in the sunshine, African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. Born in the sunshine, African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. I turn to the midday sun just to absorb what always present in Africa you could never ignore. I find it funny that you labeled her darkest Africa. While you're the sunshine's brightest, you mock and laugh at her. I say South Africa when you think tribal. Lions walking in the streets of foreign view, that's so typical. Van die soveke fashion met a druk van a knoppie. You can hook up on the net in almost every dorkie. Midday sun in Africa, you won. Cover up your sin for the coming of the sun. Some try to hide the guilt, but they cannot absorb her. No tan, but a burn is your playful insulting her. You cannot run from the sun on the beaches. As lay shines down, stretches and reaches to punish those who don't accept the sun. Forever try to hide, but never can you run. Born in the sunshine of African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. Born in the sunshine of African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. The beautiful African sun slowly starts to set. And you can bet that in my melanin there's regret. The sun recharges me, the sun of the sun. An everyday feeling that makes me an Africa one. I'm sad to see her go, but I know she'll be back. Darkness is coming where everything is black. The sun has shut her eye and so soon must I. I reach deep inside me to answer questions of why. My awareness of God calls me to meditation. I am African first, never needed foreign religion. An amazing sensation of absorbing the lost ways. An outward feeling coupled with inward plays. I am dazed, my spirit is raised. God inside me, let his sun be praised. And as the sun slowly sinks beyond the horizon, I'm transported beyond my eyes and born in the sunshine of African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. Born in the sunshine of African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. Born in the sunshine of African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. Born in the sunshine of African sun. Father, I am proud to be African. African first.
Before that song, we heard two songs by the one, the only, Miriam Makeba from South Africa, of course. We heard the song Beware Vander Wood, which is from her record An Evening with Belafonte and Makeba. Then we heard Hapo Zamani from her album Pata Pata, which I gotta say, Pata Pata is just a remarkably great song and great record. So if you don't have that, you definitely want to pick up that record. And I really love that song that she did there with the live night with Belafonte. That was a great song. I've always really liked that song. And actually, I put that song on, I did an Africa show many years ago, just randomly. I wasn't in Africa at the time, but I just thought I'd do one for some reason because I like African music. And I put that song on that. So a little bit of a repeat there, but it's been so long, I figured everyone would forget. And I love that song so much that it seemed like it just needed to go on. And then the song that I just played just now before I started talking, it was a band from Cape Town. He's called Emily YX, and that song was called African Sun. It was from an album called Who Am I, which I bought online somewhere, and I'm having trouble finding it. Hopefully I can find a link to where you can get it, but I got it a while ago, and actually, I don't remember. I heard it in the credits of some movie or something like that. I mean, a documentary? I don't remember now. It was quite some time ago, but I really liked that song. I tracked it down. And it's a great little find, that song. I think it's really good. Emily YX, he's got a bunch of other stuff. It's not as interesting, I don't think, as that song. I really like that one. But speaking of Emily YX, he's a contemporary South African recording artist, and there are actually a number of those that get some sort of traction, and they're not all exactly what you would expect. For instance, this next band I'm going to play, they're called The Black Hotels. They're from Johannesburg, and we're going to hear a song called This Time. It's from their album Films for the Next Century, and it's just kind of classic indie rock pop music. And it's even better than that, maybe, because it's got a a female and a male singer, so you get some duets occasionally and things, which are kind of interesting. And I like this song a lot. It's called This Time. And check it out, The Black Hotels from Johannesburg, right here on Sounds of My Head.
Happiness is near. Speedo. He had to borrow one from his dad, and it didn't really fit him neat, so they called him Saggy Bottom Speedo Swimmer. They called him Saggy Bottom Speedo Swimmer. Saggy Bottom Speedo Swimmer. They called him Saggy Bottom Speedo.
Traveling light years to grace your ears, we just cruising. I'm just thinking to myself, you know there's no one here to help. I'll try to think a plan up on my own, but I could never fix this all alone.
We just cruising.
If you never do a thing,
we just cruising.
There's always something you can bring.
We just cruise.
If you cats look at the king,
we just cruise.
That's right. You just cruising through. You give a lot of love, but you don't know why. The revolution stops if you walk on by. You give a lot of love, it'll get you high. The talk is not enough, you believe the lie. You give a lot of love, but you don't know why. The revolution stops if you walk on by. You give a lot of love, it'll get you high. The talk is not enough, you believe the lie. Come on, stand up, get involved. Everyone together, problem solved. But if you stay there on your own, you know it's cold and lonely in the drone.
Just keep cruising through.
We just cruise. That's all you ever seem to do.
We just cruise.
You got your little picket fence.
We just cruise.
But it won't come to your defense.
We just cruise.
And when the water starts to rise,
we just cruise.
And now you acting all surprised.
We just cruise.
That's right.
We just cruising through.
You give a lot of love, but you don't know why. The revolution stops if you walk on by. You give a lot of love, it'll get you high. The talk is not enough, you believe the lie. You give a lot of love, but you don't know why. The revolution stops if you walk on by. You give a lot of love, it'll get you high. The talk is not enough, you believe the lie.
We just
7 years beyond 2,000 years, we just cruising. This is music that's been traveling light years to grace your ears.
We just cruising.
right, let's catch up the last three songs I played going back. First, I played Blackjacks. That's another band from South Africa. You might have heard of them because they actually are, you know, fairly known, I would say, in the United States. They've toured a bit here, and they're pretty great. And that song, Lakeside, it's from their album After Robots, though that version of it is not actually from their album. I got that off of a sampler, and I like that version better. It's cleaner sounding to me. The one on the album sounds a little, I don't know, the production is different. I prefer this version. It's also a little shorter, since I knew this episode was going to be kind of long. Wanted the shorter version, but at any rate, I like that song, Lakeside, a whole lot. And if you liked it, you should check out the whole Blackjacks record. Okay, after the Blackjacks, you heard Desmond and the Tutus. What a fantastic name for a band from South Africa, I gotta say. That was Desmond and the Tutus, and that was their song, Saggy Bottom Speedo Swimmer. It's from their album, Tuck Shop. And they're yet another just sort of a indie rock band from South Africa. They sound a lot like the Strokes, or, you know, that's kind of what they're going for, pretty obviously. And they're pretty successful, I guess, at that sound. So if you liked it, definitely want to check out Desmond and the Tutus, if for no other reason than just one of the greatest band names ever. Okay, the song I just played, though, was a band called Goldfish. They, too, are from Cape Town. And that was a song called Cruising Through. And that was the radio edit from their album Perceptions of Pacha, which you can get all over the place. And that song was interesting. It had like the riff from Nice Day by Persephone's Bees. You remember that song? I played that on the show once. And it also sounds, his vocal styling reminded me of that song Better Days by Citizen King. That's going back a ways if you remember that one from, I don't know, the 90s or something. But at any rate, I like that song a lot. And there's a couple other really good songs on that Goldfish record, so you might want to check it out as well. Whew, but that's pretty much all I've got in the way of, you know, kind of contemporary, what could probably go on my show on any day of the week, regardless of if I was in Africa or not. Those songs, all from South Africa, but kind of, you know, they seem like stuff that I might put on the show normally, I think. So good stuff, all of it. You might want to check it out. But now we're going to shift gears and go kind of back more into the vein of world music, which is, of course, what people normally probably think of when they think of music from Africa. And we're going to go to Uganda, which I'm not going to Uganda. I'm going to Kenya and Rwanda, like I said. But one of the things that you might think of when you think of Uganda, if you're not thinking about them trying to kill gay people, which is probably what people think of a lot of the time nowadays, but if you just had said, like, 6 months ago, if you'd said, Uganda, what do you think of? A lot of people might have thought of mountain gorillas, because mountain gorillas are extremely endangered. There's only about 700 of them left in the world total. And they're only really in three places. They're in the Republic of Congo, in Rwanda, and in Uganda. But I'm not going to Uganda. I am going to Rwanda. And one of the things I'm going to do while I'm there is hang out with mountain gorillas. It's just this amazing thing you can do where you hike up into the mountains for a few hours. And you're with like a gorilla tracker. And they find mountain gorillas, like wild mountain gorillas that just live in the jungle. And you get to hang out with like a family of them for an hour. And then you have to leave again. So it's like a very elite thing. You know, you get to hang out with mountain gorillas for 1 hour. And I'm really excited about it. It's something I've never gotten to do before. And it seems pretty awesome. And the way to commemorate it, of course, is to play some music from the Jewish people of Uganda. Why? There's really no reason. I've got no transition here. But that's what we're going to hear next. It's a band called JJ Kaki. And it's a song called Ali Omo Yeke. And it's from an album called Abudala, the Music of the Jewish People of Uganda, which who even really knew there were Jewish people in Uganda? I didn't. And I have to say, judging by this record, there's no klezmer on it. I'm gonna just take a wild guess that they're pretty different from the Jews here in Brooklyn. But, you know, maybe it's all exactly the same. I don't know a whole lot about their religious beliefs. But at any rate, here we go. We're going to hear this song, and it's really good. This is one of the more kind of upbeat, musically kind of songs. A lot of the songs are a cappella and very soft and gentle. This one's a little more happening, I would say, and it's really good stuff. So check it out right now on this all African music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Wange, ayo muyeka, nesiri na mulala, wabula Chokana muganzi wange, choka muganzi wange, oyo ye dokita wange.
Nina muganzi wange, oyo muyeka, desina mulala, oyo muganzi wange.
Ndeke ine wane kubanze nino muluji wange, choko yo muluji wange, oyo ye dokita wange.
Nina muganzi wange, oyo muyeka, desina mulala.
Dekane panke kubanze nino murungi wange Choko murungi wange Oyo ye dokita wange Nzene wembanga ndwade Oyo ye dokita wange Nebe mbanga njavu wade Oyo ye mugaga wange Oyo ye murungi wange Oyo ye mugaga wange Sera likire nyoku wanze nino murungi wange Sera likire nyoku wanze na funa dokita wange
My name's Dr. Paul Williams, and I work as a doctor here at Bundi Community Health Centre. It's about a mile from the main place where tourists come to trek the habituated gorilla groups. Tourism has undoubtedly benefited this area in many ways. Now, one of the things that it's done is it's made this area richer, and there is a direct connection between economic wealth and health. Richer people, up to a point, are healthier people. And many of the diseases that we encounter in this area are diseases of poverty. In the last year, through spraying inside of all of the houses and by helping people to access mosquito nets at prices that they can afford, we've managed to almost eliminate malaria as a big problem within this area. You can't be complacent about a disease like malaria, but malaria has become a rare disease just within the last year rather than a common disease. So I'm able to tell tourists these positive stories. I'm able to, if people want, to show them around the health centre, to expose them to some of the work that we're doing. And I've been very fortunate in that people have been good-natured, and people have been kind enough to either give one-off donations, or my strategy is to try and get people tied into the health centre and giving longer-term donations.
Ngempela lokhu kusundana kwenu nodwa kufaka isitha senu phakathi wenu. Ongenani mfowethu sihlale phansi
sikhulume.
Ongenani mfowethu sihlale phansi sikhulume. Onokuba sihlelwe isizwe
nesizwe.
Onokuba sihlelwe isizwe nesizwe. Noma besizwe bengayikhulumi indaba yethu
kodwa abantu
as well as there being benefits of guerrilla tourism in this area, there are also some harms. One of the harms that I see in particular as a doctor here is that I think that indirectly tourism has contributed to the spread of HIV/AIDS here. In the past there have been some security issues here. There was an attack on some tourists here in 1999. As a consequence of that, and because of the importance of this area to the Ugandan economy, there is a large presence of Ugandan soldiers here. And right where the soldiers are based, there's a burgeoning sex industry. What does that mean when lots of people are having sex? Well, if people are having unprotected sex, then it increases the chance of HIV. And so there's a direct connection between the areas where soldiers are and people are having sex with soldiers, local people, and HIV. And of course, you know, the connection with tourism is that the soldiers are here in order to protect the tourists. Another negative that I see is about the relationship that's been created between tourists and local people. And there are many people in this area that have learned how to really tug on the heartstrings of tourists, and what it does is it's created a kind of dependency. The primary motive is to get money. Now, you know, I don't begrudge anybody trying to do that, but what it does is it distorts the relationships between white people and black people, between Europeans, North Americans and Africans here, and it makes people perceive the North Americans and Europeans as being superior and rich, and it makes them inferior and, you know, in some ways begging.
Before that song, we heard the legendary Ladysmith Black Mambazo from South Africa with their song Abuiziziwa, or something. It means uniting nations together, and I got it from the very best of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, but you can get it digitally on, I don't know, some weird, awful compilation of smooth jazz, which just seems unfair, but I pulled it from their two-disc very best of, which is a really good release. If you liked Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you might want to check out something like that best of that I've got. But at any rate, the song we just heard was a band from Ethiopia. There was Hirut Belikili and the Police Orchestra with Entewanaka Fekir or something. I pulled it from a compilation called Ethiopics 13, Ethiopian Groove in the Golden 70s. And that was a great album. It's a whole lot of different stuff. And actually, that Ethiopian jazz is a thing all its own, and it's really fantastic, all of it. A lot of it's instrumental and really, really cool, but there's not enough time in these episodes to put on as much Ethiopian jazz, particularly since I'm not even going to Ethiopia, so it didn't seem right to focus on it that much, but I just really like Ethiopian jazz from the 60s and 70s. So, you know, this is disc 13, but I think there's like 22 discs in the Ethiopic series that cover just a whole range of time periods and different subtle derivations and genre, so If you're into Ethiopian jazz, definitely want to check out those Ethiopics series because they're pretty darn good. Okay, finishing up this special all-African music episode of The Sounds of My Head, the Eclectic Mix, we're going to hear a song by a band from Kenya. I'm actually spending a fair amount of time in Kenya, and when I was a kid, I lived in Kenya for a while, and I've been there several times, and I have a deep, deep love in my heart for Kenya. It holds a special place in my heart and mind, but musically, Kenya is just not all that in a bag of chips from what I've, you know, been able to find. And, you know, it's whatever reason, the best of African music is not coming from Kenya, as far as I can tell. But I do have this one song from Kenya that I want to play that's pretty awesome, and it's actually from the Constant Gardener soundtrack, which seems like a cop-out, except that this guy who wrote it, his name is Ayab Agada, and the song is called Dikolo, I'm gonna say. This song's great, and it actually sounds a lot like a lot of other stuff that he's done, but just sort of better. I don't know if someone else kind of produced it or what, but his normal stuff isn't nearly as good, I don't think, as this one song. So I'm actually going to go with not some sort of something from his album, but just, you know, this thing from this Constant Gardener soundtrack, which that's a great movie, too, by the way. If you ever haven't seen that, maybe check out the Constant Gardener. Really great film. But anyway, so here we go. Finishing up this special all-African music episode of The Sounds of My Head, Alu Obgada with a song from the Constant Gardener soundtrack.
Machakono pundi cholo to bed kutang ni wechengen ngen to medo rega odiero da palawang era tekne nangeyo konyol arucha odiero duogo loka kalombo wagi modi pesa gi mwando mele mele chotelo ero momore mayo weng modi pere mende gilo wadungu emo mio ti kingi wa epin wadak dukale chotelo ero momore mayo wagweng modi gi pere mende gilo ero wadungu yo kikinye wa ero wa dakale aye aye kero mo aye aye kero mo wa sani ero hango pulo Witching and to meto reka.
Aye, 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 aye,
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was My Own Memory, in English, by Malatu Estatki. I also talked over Muzzawali Slit by the Wallace Band, Wet Welly by Goldfish, and When Am I Going to Reach There, also by Malatu Estatki, perhaps the best Ethiopian jazz person of the 60s and 70s. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen and tune in again in 2 weeks on February 15th for the second installment of my all-African music episodes of The Sounds of My Head.